Angeles and home edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With the swimming wind, we die. Visions of possibility.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky where the stars are shining.
I am Art Lazure, and now our host, the MC, the master of games, Ovo Faggio. I am so looking forward to this show with who I feel is a new friend, Sonia Jackson, and a rising star, Elise Jewell. It's an exciting moment for me because it's interesting. I was listening to Elise's music, actually, and within the first couple notes, I went, she's going to be good. And our producers said the same thing. And a friend of mine says, how do you know you haven't even heard the song yet? And I just said, I could just tell from the first, from the sounds of her voice, from the first couple notes, this is going to be good. And it's interesting because I've never really done that or knowingly done that with a guest. I mean, obviously I have, but I never quite put it that way. And so I was connected with Sonia on LinkedIn, and we had, she wished me a happy birthday. We had a little exchange, and something just came across in the words that she used, how she ended. It's like, oh, there's something good here. And I shared her information with our producers, who came back and said, there's something good here. We want her on the show. So, you know, we connect that way. We really do. We feel it somewhere. We feel it right away with people. And I'm going to be more cognizant of that, because potentially even more good people will be attracted to even more good people the more we tune in that way. And we're going to be talking about living the life of what's possible with our guest, and really, truly, actually, with our musical guest, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network, with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com. or AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
Gotcha, and I'm online with Mark Lazure, our producer and co-host.
I am looking forward to tonight's conversation, and I think the title is perfectly named. And my son and I were on our way back from Big Bear this weekend, and I'm not going to tell the whole story, but the series of events truly caused me to consider what is possible, and what do we think about that?
Oh, I know the story, and I agree. One of these days, maybe you'll write a blog about it, and we'll post it on the Life Changes website, Mark. So we've titled the show Living the Life of What's Possible, because of our guest, who's not only an award-winning actor, director, playwright, she is the founder and CEO of Visions of Possibilities. And she dedicates her life to bringing to the public projects that challenge us to live life from what's possible and works that celebrate the human spirit. So welcome to the show, Sonia Jackson.
Hello.
Oh, good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be here.
And good to connect. So it's interesting that while we were getting to know each other over the phone and talking about the possibilities of tonight's show, you shared some interesting things with me about your life. And right away, I could hear in how you were sharing that you look at life differently. And so I'll give you an example. You share that you were put in a ballet class at age 7 to help straighten your legs.
Yeah.
You don't say that you had a problem with your legs and you had to take ballet, but you also say you liked it. And I just think that's, to me, that's the start of living the life of what's possible.
Yeah, well, my parents, it's interesting, I guess, from that point of view. I gathered that I learned this from them, from the people around me, even though there were things that would happen to me that would put me out of sequence, I would say. I can remember I was working in the industry, in the business world, and I had this realization that the way business was going, the way they wanted to do business was not how I wanted to do business. Mm. I was working in the computer services industry at the time, and I was in human resources, and they had asked someone to put in paperwork for a raise for somebody. And I declined the raise because she didn't have as much background as the other people that we had in the office, and she wasn't doing nearly as much work as they were. And so it seemed inequitable to me. And so they went around me to the vice president and put it through anyway. And he never came back to ask me why. I just kind of went to him and said, so why would you do that? Without even coming to me to ask me why. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have an answer for me. He said, he stuttered and stammered and left the room and said, I'll get back to you later. Mm-hmm. And it didn't seem fair to me and I didn't want to work in a company or an environment that put things out of balance.
Mm.
And at that same time, I was doing some other things, and it came to me to be an actor. Why I had decided to flip from one end of the scale to the other, I had no idea. But the idea of creating projects or creating things out of my imagination just was so much more fun for me. So I went that direction.
And to be able to share with people in a different way, I've seen some clips. We actually have one up on our website on the page that we've created for you. And it's delightful. You're so animated, and it seems like you could get a message across because people have already been disarmed and disarmed and engaged by you.
Yes, a friend of mine, she was commenting the other day about my show. one of the shows that I do, Mama Isms, is a has a couple of physical things in it that I need to do that I just like doing things because it surprises people, I find, when I like to surprise people on stage. And she was marveling because the first time she saw that show, I had been sick for a week. And she said, I don't understand how you did that. And after getting out of bed, being sick. And I said, well, you know, when you're on stage and you're doing something you love and you're expressing yourself fully, then you're having an out-of-body, out-of-mind experience and you're just enjoying life.
Mm. Mm. Well, actually, speaking of Mama-isms, that's another thing, too, that we were talking about Mama-isms. And then I learned that when you were 6 or 7, that your mother took sick with cancer and that she struggled for 6 or 7 years and then passed when you were only 13. And when I learned that and we talked about that, you said you did Mama-isms, but you were without a mom. And you said, well, I had a stepmom, and then I was also raised by a village. Like, you were looking again forward at what was possible even then.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Well, you know, I find that if you're looking from something other than what's possible, then life gets to be worrisome. Anxiety builds and you don't feel good. And I totally believe God didn't make us to not feel good. You know, He didn't create the world and say, let's put some depressing people on it. I have to believe that there was a higher design in store and in the plan for all of us, not just some of us, because, you know, if it's only for some of us, what's the point in that? You know, the sun shines, as they say, the sun shines on the just and the unjust. And so whatever it is that what we have, we can make the best of it, whatever it is, on whatever level, you know. So I often, with my mom, and the thing about my mom is always with me. My mom is always with me. I think about her all the time. I remember her. She talks to me. In fact, she and my dad were musicians. My dad had studied music, and he wanted to teach music and have a band in high school. And we're talking many years ago because we don't have quite that same arts programs in a lot of the schools now. And my mother was a concert pianist, and they had their own quartet. They would create music and things like that. And so I was required to sing as a young age. And I think one of the things that happened out of that later on was there's always been music in me. And about a year and a half ago, I literally started writing music and writing songs. And it was like, oh, wow, where did this come from? And I'm clear it wasn't me. I just happened to be an open channel for it to come through. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just having a good time in life. And I want everybody else to have a good time in life as well.
That comes across. Thank you for saying that, because that comes across. And
one of the things that I've done is to, in the stories that I write, in the shows that I write, is I don't want to tell anybody what to do, but I want to show there are different ways of looking at something. And allow people to come to their own conclusion about, well, maybe I could look at this differently.
Well, talk about different ways of looking at things. Conversations about the girls offers a different way of looking at things that we shall talk more about when we come back, and more of living the life of what's possible with our guest, Sonia Jackson. A little later on, we're going to have live music by singer-songwriter Elise Jewell, all on the Life Changer Show at Home Edition right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to FTHT.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, and our guest is actor, director, playwright, and founder and CEO of Visions of Possibilities. And we've been talking about living the life of what's possible. Here's another example of how Sonia has lived the life of what's possible. When she decided to go into acting, she didn't have a resume, so she decided to do stand-up for fun. And then from there, you may have seen her in a bunch of things, actually. This Is Us, Stray, Polly, Jurassic Park 3, Speed, Grey's Anatomy, et cetera, et cetera. Did I see you in a British show, Sonia?
No, I don't think
no?
so.
No?
No. There's a character in one of the British shows called Sonia Jackson, though.
Okay. Okay. They got that from you. She's probably living the life of what's possible. So that journey has led you to lots of things also, including three of your own one-woman shows. And they've earned, you've earned a couple of NAACP Theater Award nominations. Good on you.
Yeah, it's exciting for me. Yes, and I have a show, the first show that I ever did, a friend of mine had said that since I had changed from the business world to the entertainment world, I should do something memorable. So he suggested a solo show, and I created one with the help of another writer at the time, Stephen Barnes, and I created the show was I'm Gonna Fly, which is the story of Bessie Coleman, who was the first female aviatrix to be licensed in the United States, who was black. And as with so many African-Americans that have come up through the ranks, those stories get lost. Mm. And so it was really, she was the an epitome of figuring out how to do this and to do it well. And when they wouldn't teach her to fly in the United States, she went to France and learned to fly.
Wow.
And she did it without any provocation. She would also go and she would fly in places where they would try and tell her no, and she wouldn't, you know, she just was a person who lived her dreams. And so that was the first show that I did. And then the second show that I did after that, I wrote a show called Conversations About the Girls. And the girls, it's a variety of stories on women's breasts and the relationships that we have to them and how the world is changed or unchanged by the way we look at ourselves. And so that show started in 2005, and this past year, we're in its 15th year of celebration of continuing to do that show. And I'm hoping by October of this year to do it in a much bigger way. And so hopefully people will look forward to seeing that.
Mm-hmm. And tell us more about that, actually, because it's interesting. When we were talking about it, you shared with me some delightful stories of either young adults or men wondering, is that true? I get it. Like, we are. See, that's what I mean. You're sharing in a funny and creative way things that we should have probably learned in school a long time ago.
Yes. Well, I find that people, and it's probably because I was an awkward kid growing up, but I find that people are open to hearing more about what you have to say if you're making them laugh.
Mm.
So my tendency or my first choice is to make people laugh. So I may tell a story about something that is dramatic in a funny way.
Mm.
So, but there are a lot, the Conversations About the Girls is very similar to the Vagina Monologues in the sense that the Vagina Monologues were a series of monologues about that subject. And I can remember I was doing the Vagina Monologues when the idea for Conversations came up, because I said, you know, there's a lot more conversation going on around breasts, around women's breasts. You see ads about it everywhere you go. You can't listen to a TV show or a movie where somebody doesn't point them out. And so I wanted to bring that conversation to the forefront. Mm. And so we cover everything in the play about getting them, about the little girls when they're thinking about getting them, and getting your first bra, going to the store, having guys snap your bra, all the stories around losing them, various ways of losing them, or the scares that we have with breasts. And what I found that as we do the show, more and more women get empowered by the stories that they hear. Because, you know, when we realize how we've walked through something, we recognize that we've come a long way. And so I've had women who have had various diagnoses come in and just watch the show from the back and sit there quietly and cry, or they laugh out loud, or they use it as a healing process for themselves. I've had young girls who have told me stories that they've gone through when, you know, they've had various diagnoses and they've had to go to the doctor. And here, the doctor hasn't bothered to take them as a person into account first. And if you're 13 years old and you're barely getting breasts and you've barely touched them yourself, and then you have some doctor, you know, In our mind, he's feeling all ball on you without your permission, even though he's doing his job. You know, there's a whole lot more that happens with our body image and what we think about it and that sort of thing. And plus, we don't talk about situations about them. I had somebody she was in the play, and her girlfriends had come, and one of the friends had been diagnosed with cancer later on. And because they saw the show and how we talked about working through certain situations, they felt they had a better handle on how to talk to their friends.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. And it's not just about, the show isn't just about cancer. It's about how we look at each other and how we treat cleavages or how we use our cleavage to help us in whatever way we need to, or all of those other things too. Mm.
You know, it's interesting, Sonia. One of the first things that I connected with is your next play, Mama Isms. And when I saw how you treated the things that our mothers say and how they're part of us, et cetera, I reflected on a course that we do, the recalibration, where that's something that we put out there. We say, Who remembers what their mother used to say? And right away, everybody remembers. And I'm bringing this up because people have to deal with that, the good and the bad and all of that. But that was something somebody said. When you're talking about the conversations about the girls, and then you mention this doctor experience or other, you know, young boys or what have you, all of a sudden that takes recalibrating that into a whole other thing, especially when you said that's not something that that women, girls really get to talk about much.
Right. Right. We have, and I'm hoping that a lot more is changing, because if you'll notice, we've noticed a lot of the, on television, on our billboards, we're seeing more women of varying sizes and colors and shapes being represented. So it's not just a world of size 8 or size 6, you know, that women of all shapes and sizes are beautiful, are colorful, are creative, are intelligent, have so much to offer. We all do. And so when we start to see, you know, the representation of us in a better light, that also helps us in terms of our own sense of self-image, our own sense of our bodies. Mm. I had a friend of mine who is a minister who saw the show and said to me that she didn't recognize that she had a negative self-image in the area of her body. She has a beautiful body. And, well, we all have beautiful bodies, yes. But in terms of she has that standard beautiful shape and all of that is often more celebrated, but she didn't recognize that she was, you know, she sat there through my show and felt uncomfortable with certain things.
Mm.
And I'm not a person who really uses bad language, or so the show doesn't have a lot of bad language in it or raunchy situations or anything like that. It's all good natured and good fun. And she mentions that she didn't recognize that she had had this as a concern. She didn't know she had it. And so she continued to look at that and let herself shed what she was sensing was the issue about it and started to look at it. So that's one of the things that I love that happens. I've had mothers who've told me that they are changing the way they're telling their daughters about things because of something they saw on the show. I've had guys who've walked away and said, because I love men. I don't bash men in the show. Sometimes some guys will think that we are going to bash men, and it's not. It's got nothing to do with that. But we tell the stories based on our own viewpoint. Mm-hmm. And I had a guy who talked about, I was that guy that you're talking about in mm-hmm. that story. And I didn't mm-hmm. realize, you guys don't like that stuff. You know, I said, no, we don't.
Wow.
But his comment was that he was going to have a different type of talk with his sons.
Wow.
And
wow.
This is where we want to have, you know, an effect on people, and to see that there is a different way of handling. There's something else that's possible out of how we interact with each other, about how we see each other and how we can lift up each other.
Wonderful. So. Thank you, Sonia. Congratulations. When you do the 20th anniversary, I think it is, please do let us know so we could share it with our audience. And also people can find out more about Sonia. We're going to talk a little bit more when we get back with Sonia. But Sonia, S-O-N-I-A, Jackson, S-O-N, .com. And she's all over Instagram at Sonia Jackson Theater. And Sonia, when we come back, just a couple of mama-isms, if you would. And then I'm going to ask you to define, if you can, a new word that you've created, which is creatist, because I really like it. Just a couple of minutes when we get back, more with Sonia Jackson. On our next segment, we have our Ask Dorothy question. And then soon after that, live music with singer-songwriter Elise Jewell, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back, and our guest is actor, director, playwright Sonia Jackson. Sonia, I knew it would be a delight, and here you are, and here it's been. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm enjoying it.
Us too. So we just have a couple more minutes, and I just... where do we start, with creatist or with some mama-isms?
Well, let's see. Mama-isms are those things that mamas taught us, that told us things to teach us. They were shorthand to life lessons and guides. And the one thing I just remembered not too long ago that my mom used to say all the time was, horses sweat, men perspire, and women glow. And I never understood that until one day I kind of went, oh, that's what she's talking about. Horses sweat. So horses do the heavy labor, and men perspire. So they do the next, they you know, handle the horses, they do the next level of labor, that kind of thing. But women, we don't perspire or sweat. We just glow. We have this, we're supposed to be in this mix of being able to be a lady and be lifted up and not be groveling. And I believe my mother said it to me most often when I had been playing in the mud. So.
So some we take with a grain of salt, I guess.
Some of them we have to take with a grain of salt, and some of them we have to throw away. But and one that's the other one that we always hear across the board is, because I said so. Mm. You know, and that was always just because that was shorthand, because I don't have time. Either I told you that before, I don't have time to tell you again, or I'm too tired to be bothered with it. Just do it, you know, or it could be anything. And, but I always knew that when my mom had gotten to, because I said so, I had asked too many times, too many questions.
So, is it a subtitle to the Mama Isms, the play, Old Fashioned Wisdom for a New Generation?
Yeah, Old Fashioned Wisdom for a New Generation. And sometimes that's because we things fall by the wayside. You know, they used to say children should be seen and not heard. Mm. And I thought about that the other day when I was introduced to my friend's young daughter, teenager, I guess she was probably about 14 or 15. And we were standing together, four of us, three adults and her, and she was listening intently and shook our hands and got introduced. But immediately, within 2 minutes after the conversation, after the introductions, I turned my head and turned back. She was on her phone texting, you know. We would never have been able to do that. And it's not to say that what she was doing was wrong or anything like that. But, you know, when you have people right in front of you, generally you engage with them. And so there's a tendency that I think we lose something. We've been losing something with the technology that's been brought forth. So I like to think that maybe we can re-engage our children and prepare them to be able to communicate better, because those skills are going by the wayside with the use of the phone and the way it's being used now.
Well,
but I
Sonia,
think it's coming back.
Yeah, and Sonia, I hope and trust that technology will help bring your shows and your sensibility and your new-fashioned wisdom out to more people. It just comes from a beautiful place, and there's a lot of learning to be had. So I really appreciate that. And as we go, if you could just define for us real quickly, creatist, because I have a feeling that's a title I'm going to be using as well.
Well, you know, IST is kind of the practice or somebody who follows a particular type of practice. And to create, if I'm an artist, somebody will go, well, what kind of an artist are you? And I'd say I'm an actor. But then I also started painting a few years back. And I started writing songs. And then, you know, so I decided that I create. I create. So I'm a creative. And I like the ability to, you know, mix genres and create in ways that maybe no one's created before. So
nice.
That's what I've decided to take on. I'm now a creatist.
You are a creatist. And thank you for bringing your creativity and your sense of living the life of what's possible to the Life Changes Show audience. And so we've been listening to Sonia Jackson. Again, you can go to Sonia Jackson, that's Sonia with an I, Jackson with an O, .com. And she's on Instagram at Sonia Jackson Theater. Sonia, thank you so much and all the best to you until we connect again.
Thank you, and I appreciate it. I love the show that you have here, you've put together. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a great pleasure. I'm sure there'll be more. And with that, speaking of more, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, my name is Louise, and 4 weeks ago I became acquainted with a wonderful man. The moment I met him, I felt electrical shocks going through my entire body. I have never experienced this kind of connection before. I have been engaged twice and dated many men. Larry and I have been spending almost every evening and most weekends together since we met. Our time together has shown me, however, that this is not meant to be a romantic relationship. Although I love him deeply and feel he will always be a part of my life. He is extremely talented and fascinating, and I have enjoyed most of the time we have spent together. However, I work long hours and have two demanding jobs, and tonight I realize that I need some time for myself. So how do I gently tell Larry that I need time, more time for me? I don't want to hurt him, and he is extremely sensitive, and due to the lockdown, he has been isolated from most of his friends. Fortunately for me, with my two jobs, lots of hobbies, and many awesome friends, I have so many wonderful ways to spend my time, I don't feel isolated at all. Is it possible for me to create the time I need for myself without inflicting pain on this wonderful man?
My dear Louise, it is definitely important for you to live your life with you at the center of it. And I feel it is absolutely necessary for you to take all the time you need to enjoy each and every moment of each and every day. It appears to me that Larry has been desperate for connection due to his isolated state. And being the bright light and amazing being that you are, it is easy to see how much he enjoys spending time with you. However, it appears that as much as you love him, it is vitally important for you to love yourself more. Therefore, I ask that you simply tell Larry that although you love him very much, it has become clear to you that you are beginning to lose a part of you, and let him know that you do not wish to do that. After searching your heart and mind, you can determine just how much of your days, weeks, or months you wish to spend with him. Being human, Larry might just take your needing time for yourself as a personal insult. However, please know that putting ourselves first is something that few of us have been taught is correct social behavior. We need to change this way of believing, not only for ourselves, we need to help change this for others. I believe you are very special. As you say, you have many awesome friends and hobbies that provide you much joy and that makes you a wonderful example of how we can choose to be even during these stressful and difficult times. So asking if it is possible for you to create the time you need without inflicting pain on your friend is an extremely interesting question. In the past, I allowed others' behaviors to affect me, and I suffered a lot. However, I now know that pain is a choice, even under these kinds of situations, and I choose love. Therefore, I believe that if he is as special as you have indicated, you will find the perfect words to express your love for him and your desires for more time for you, and he will be okay. He just might be able to hear you. However, if he chooses pain, then please remember that his choice is his choice. If that is what he chooses, you may wish to suggest that he work with a life coach or counselor to assist him in finding ways to take advantage of the many gifts this downtime has to offer. There are many isolated people he could connect with if he starts looking, and a life coach could help him with this. And thank you for being willing to love you more and put your needs as your first priority.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Elise Jewell, live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive
theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our musical guest is 16, and she has already won Pop Song of the Year in the prestigious John Lennon Songwriter Contest for her debut single, which we're going to be hearing her perform live tonight. She's also been on stage with Broadway superstars, including Kristen Chenoweth. So welcome to the show, Elise Jewell.
Hi.
Hi.
So great to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. And, you know, I'm going to say this right off the bat. You have a wonderful voice. If you listen to the monologue at some point, you'll hear what I said about your voice. It's wonderful. It's been called a rare gem. And I have to tell the audience this. When you're a bigger star than you already are and you support a cause, I want them to know that when I asked you, so what are the fun things we want to talk about your career, you said, I'd like to take time to talk about something that's very important to me. And what's that?
I'm a big advocate for mental health. I myself struggle with anxiety, and it's definitely been a journey. I got diagnosed with an anxiety disorder in sixth grade, and I'm currently in 10th grade. And I think that it's a big subject that not a lot of people bring into light. And so it's a subject that I'm very passionate about, and I've seen my friends and family members struggle with mental health. And I just wanted to be a really big advocate for that. And I'm really happy to be talking about it here today.
Well, thank you for doing that. And like our guest, Sonia Jackson, I believe that through your art form, you can support this cause that you're very passionate about, not just in bringing awareness, but also showing yourself in this way. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really amazing that I'm able to express my emotions through like songwriting and then being able to share it with people. And like, I've gotten DMs from like some girls and like, thank you for talking about this. You know, I've gone through this, and it's really amazing to see like people's stories and be able to connect and like touch people. It's really cool.
Well, let's let people hear the voice and the emotion and the words that we're talking about. Now, you've written words and music to this song, right?
Yes.
And this is a world premiere, because when does it come out?
This comes out this Friday, actually.
Yay! Very exciting.
I'm really excited. I wrote this a while ago about like this boy, and then it's and I missed him like so much, but it kind of took a turn during quarantine. And so now it's kind of just about wanting to be with my friends and family and wanting to basically be in their arms. So it's called ARMS.
Okay. Well, here, for the first time ever, we're going to get to hear live on radio Elise Jewell performing her new song, ARMS, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
I spend all afternoon on the highway, skipping every love song on the airwaves. Then I crashed into you, perfect timing. It was like all the stars were aligning. Why doesn't it feel right, right now? Try, we should try to figure things out. You made me feel like dancing in the dark. You pulled me in, I should have ran from the start. I can feel your heartbeat when we're miles apart. I count on the days till your love is here in my arms. It was all such a blur when our eyes met. We didn't have to say a word, spoken silence. I told all of my friends I can't hide it, 'cause you're all in my head, I can't fight it. Why doesn't it feel right, right now? Try, we should try to figure things out. You made me feel like dancing in the dark. You pulled me in, I should have ran from the start. I can feel your heartbeat when we're miles apart. I count on the days till your love is here in my arms. Oh, it's here in my arms. Oh, I count on the days till your love. Doesn't it feel right, right now? Oh, I try. Ooh, you made me feel like dancing in the dark, yeah. You pulled me in, I should have ran from the start. I can feel your heartbeat when we're miles apart. I count on the days till your love is here in my arms. Oh, it's here in my arms. Oh, I count on the days till your love is here in my arms. Oh, it's here in my arms. Oh, I count on the days till your love is here in my arms.
Nice. Elise
Jewell,
thank you so much. You know, I have to say, people got a taste of, you know how later on people become famous and then they say, oh, this is what she really sounds like, and then they take out the music? Well, during our rehearsal, the music was really loud and sounded great, and now you hardly could hear it, unfortunately, but oh. I'm kind of glad, because you were spot on. You sounded great. Like, you didn't need it at all. So that's what she sounds like, people. So on Friday, they're going to get to hear the produced version. Yeah. And then before you sing the second song, let's see if we can turn up the volume a little more. But
yeah, for sure.
But how did that feel to put that out there like that now?
It's crazy. This is the first time that I'm like sharing the song officially. So thank you for letting me do that. It was really fun. It's so cool that like people like heard it now. And I'm really excited for it to be officially released.
It's out there. And thank you for doing it on the Life Changes Show. And now the second song that you're going to sing for us, there's a story there too.
Yes. So, I mean, I wrote this song originally about this one boy who I had like a really, really big crush on, and he barely knew I existed. And I'm a huge daydreamer myself. So it's kind of like basically in like a perfect world, what would happen if I bumped into him? And this song actually, it's my debut song, and it actually won Pop Song of the Year for the John Lennon contest, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
I remember my mom and I just like jumping up and down when we found out.
So before you sing it, I'm going to let people know, not only do we have the a video of you singing this song on the page that we've created for you, but on the Life Changes Show page, we've got all kinds of links for you, because people can find you on YouTube and, of course, Spotify. Yes. And on Apple. But directly, they could go to elysejewel.com, right?
Yes.
E-L-Y-S-E and Jewel, just like she is, J-E-W-E-L.com. So with that, here is Thinking About You, live on the Life Changes Show, Elise Jewel.
I don't know you, I know you don't know me yet, but somehow I can picture us in my head. I see me in the city in a red dress, heart beat out my chest, yeah. People flying by on the subway, we lock eyes but we don't speak. I trip and I fall and you catch me, that's the scene I play when I think about you. And how could you gonna love me, I think about you, hey. You won't put nobody above me. Oh, early in the morning till I wake up every day. That's what I'll be doing, baby, till I see your face. I think about, think about, think about, think about you. And so you think about me too. I'm thinking about you. I see you every night in the same place. Pretend to be surprised for a couple days. You lost me out in the pouring rain. I'll forget my name when you call me, baby, in about a week. You tell me that you love me in another three. Your blue eyes smiling like I've never seen. I can barely breathe when I think about you. And how could you gonna love me? I think about you, hey, yeah. You won't put nobody above me, oh. Early in the morning till I wake up every day. That's what I'll be doing, baby, till I see your face. I think about, think about, think about, think about you. And so you think about me, too. Thinking about you, hey. And I can't get you out of my head. Think about the things I say. I can't get you out of my mind till you're by my side. When I think about you, about you, you won't put nobody above me. Oh. That's what I'll be doing, baby, till I see your face. I think about, think about, think about, think about you. And so you think about me, too. Yeah. I'm thinking about you. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hey. Cause I'm thinking about, think about, think about, think about you. And so you think about me soon.
Elise Jewel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I have to say, first off, elysejewel.com, ElysejewEl.com. And she's all over Apple and Spotify and YouTube. Just type in her name and you'll find her, or you'll find her links on her page. And I have to say, thank you to your mom for helping make this all work out.
And, yes, thank you, Mom.
And we know you're in Central Time, so it's past your bedtime. Thank you for staying up to do this. And you have school tomorrow, but hopefully you'll have a great story. And thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This has been so fun.
What a pleasure. And we look forward to hearing more of Elise Jewell. Thank you, Elise.
Thank you.
A big thank you again to our guest, Sonia Jackson. And that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, we thank you and want to remind you.
I am the divine child of God. I am the power in my world.
You are inherently
only good
good.
Comes are happy to me inside. And from me.
You are
we are
you
the are divine calm. Children of God.
I am
you we are the safe. Power in our world. Only
you
good comes to us
inside.
And from us. You are the divine child
calm.
Of God.
We
you are
I
the power
safe.
In your world. Only
we
good comes
I
to you and from me. I
we
am
are,
the divine child of God.
You
I
are
am the power in my
that.
World. Only
we
good comes to me
inside.
And from me.
Inherently good.
We
you
are the
calm.
Divine children
you
of God.
Worthy.
We are the power in our
you
world.
Are happy
only
inside.
Good comes to us
I
and from us.
Good.
You are the divine child of God. You are the power in your world. Only good comes to you
we
and from me.
We are inherently good.
We are worthy. And with that, remember, we are here. If your life has changed like ours surely has, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.